Beloved congregation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in this service then, we are obviously going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's not something we do every service, it's something we do once every other month. What do we thereby do? Well, you could say we eat a piece of bread, we drink a little wine, and we do this together as a body. It's, you could say, it's a ceremonial family meal. But the real question is, why do we do that? Why did we come to church this morning? We could ask that too. Did we do so just because or just out of tradition? If so, if it's done just for that reason, then we will fail to see the true significance, the value, even the awesomeness of what this celebration is all about. For you see, the reality is this. The Lord's Supper is one of the means that the Holy Spirit uses to strengthen our faith. One of the means. We could say as a framer drives a nail into the wood by means of a hammer, so in the same way, the Spirit of our Savior strengthens our faith by means of the Lord's Supper celebration. It's quite something. Not just putting a nail into a piece of wood, but strengthening our faith. Strengthening our trusting. Strengthening our daily turning to God in prayer. Our turning to Him. Our looking to Him. For daily provisions. For the forgiveness of all our sins. For wisdom. Wisdom in how to deal with disappointment. In how to handle conflict. In how to handle budgets. In how to handle political and social developments. It's for stamina to go on, even when going on means going against the stream. The Spirit uses this to give encouragement for us to embrace His ways even in our times. Which means that attending and celebrating the Lord's Supper along with the rest of the congregation, just like attending and participating in the regular worship services, is very, very significant. It's not just a ceremony. And beloved, it's important that we get that. We can think of the words of our Lord's Supper form. Let us not cling with our hearts to the outward symbols of bread and wine. Let's not allow ourselves to get into such external clinging, to minimalizing approaches. And I say that because it's a reality that it's very easy for us to do that. And to do that in quite a number of different ways. And one way particularly relevant to bring up in our time is by being content with participating in the worship from a distance, from the background, via the electronic live stream. Should I live stream a board meeting? Sure. A membership meeting? Perhaps. A worship service? No. Now, true, there can be circumstances, health issues, old age, but let's realize, beloved, the importance of physically gathering for worship, of being there where the Holy Spirit is busy strengthening our faith, of doing everything that we can to facilitate all others to being there where the Holy Spirit is busy strengthening faith. See, that should be our default, especially given the vital importance of faith. Faith, truly trusting is extremely important. As we confess in Lord's Day 7, are all men then saved by Christ just as they perished through Adam? No. That's a stark reality. It cannot be sugarcoated. No. Only those are saved who by a true faith are grafted into Christ and accept all his benefits. In other words, only those in whom the Spirit works that faith. Now, given that reality, before we celebrate, let's recall what true faith looks like. We've been looking at that in our series of sermons in Hebrews 11, a series I hope to resume again shortly. But again, let's look at verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is being 100% convicted that what God has promised us is absolutely true and reliable. We can count on it. Even if we're threatened with death, we can count on it. Think of Stephen in our devotions. True, stones were being hurled towards him, and he knew these stones would be lethal. But he could see our Savior rising from his throne to welcome him into heavenly joy and glory. But let me ask this. Are you always convicted like that? Like Stephen was? Don't the promises of God for when we die, promises for each day, provisions, don't they often seem like, yeah, a pie in the sky? Which shows we all need help in being sure and being convicted, don't we? Now, why is that? Why do we need that help? Well, it's not because the promises of God are not actually reliable, but it's because of what? Our sinful natures. That's the issue. Beloved, let's never forget that. The number one problem we each need to always tackle first is our own sinful natures. That's so important to remember, especially when differing viewpoints become evident and become hard to handle. You see, it's very easy for us to use up all our energies in our suspicions towards others rather than using up those energies in tackling our own sinful natures head on and tackling them first. You know, in this regard, we always need to focus on ourselves first. And you know what? To help us in this, to keep us on the proper path, that is what the Spirit of our Savior is up to this morning in this service, in calling us to celebrate. And isn't that beautiful? Isn't this something worth attending? We see here, we feel here, the care of our God for us. Now notice verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. In giving us this faith, this strong, this passionate trusting in the promises of our God, in giving us this faith, the Holy Spirit also works in us. Indeed, it's part of this. He works in us a conviction about how this world in which we live, how this world came into being. And the conviction is this. This world was created in 6 days. The one who loves us, who cares for us, who gave us our breakfast this morning, he commanded this world, this white world right now, into existence. He carefully crafted it in all its complexity, in all its detail. Now, this conviction goes deeper yet, actually. It's not only about how this world came into existence many years ago, it's also about how everything today, too, is completely in His hand. The word used there is universe. It's a hard word to translate. Literally, it means the age. And the point of it being is simply this. What applies to how things came into existence applies also to the realities of your and my life today, too. Nothing happened by chance this past week. Every single development, large, small, was specially, specifically served to me by His hand. Even the fall into sin has not changed that. Now, for us as believers, the corollary of this is found in those famous words of Paul in Romans 8. For I am sure, and Paul says that because he knows God, he created all things and upholds all things. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor present things nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Instead, even though it might not appear so now, ultimately, all things will somehow work out for our good. As we confess in Lord's Day 9, in Him I trust so completely as to have no doubt that He will provide me all things necessary for body and soul, and will also turn to my good whatever adversity He sends me in this life of sorrow. He's able to do so as Almighty God. He's willing also as a faithful Father. And this includes such practical realities as our wrestlings with COVID protocols, our deep disappointments that have come into our lives because of unfaithfulness, because of health struggles, because of disappointments, even disappointments handed to us by close brothers and sisters around us, by job losses. Beloved, do you truly believe that our God will yet use even these things for our good? At times, it's hard to believe that, isn't it? And here too, we need help in accepting these things, don't we? And again, to help us come to terms with and accepting these things, that's what the Holy Spirit is up to this morning as He calls us to eat and to drink. Again, how deep, how personal is the care of our God for us? Beloved, let's now join in this celebration. Let's do so cognizant of what the Holy Spirit is doing. And let's do so thankful, encouraged by the depth of His care. Amen.